The Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium hopes the coming change in the nation's administration will improve the funding picture for tribal health care. Search CEO Roald Helgason outlined the consortium's mission, successes, and challenges in a presentation to the Sitka Chamber of Commerce this week. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
Helgason took over management of Search last fall following the unexpected death of former CEO Ken Brewer. A lifelong Sitkan, Helgason built his career in healthcare administration mostly outside of the region. The Alaska Journal of Commerce last year named him one of Alaska's top 40 under 40. In Helgason's presentation to the Sitka Chamber, he portrayed an organization that was thriving. Founded in the 1970s, Helgason called the consortium the grandchild of the Alaska Native Brotherhood. The organization now is comprised of 18 regional tribal governments with a total annual budget of about $90 million. Helgason said Search employed 511 full-time positions in Sitka alone, earning a payroll of about $31 million. About 50% of Search's budget comes from the Federal Indian Health Service. In response to a question from the audience, Helgason said that funding had been flat over the last several years in relation to inflation, and that Search was doing more with less. He hoped the new administration would bring a new look at tribal health care funding.
Our hope is that will get increased view by both the congressional delegations and the new administration, and that we might see increased funding coming in the near future. If anybody's got the crystal ball and knows the fact, please let me know. But my best guess is probably see status quo for the rest of federal fiscal year 2009, and we'll see the first real budget for 2010. And that will tell us a lot. There's a lot of challenges. The economy, the war, that means there's less funding for Medicare, for Medicaid, for tribal health.
Audience questions brought out other substantive, candid responses from Search's new CEO. Helgason was asked about the drift of jobs from Sitka to Juneau and the rapid expansion of the Juneau Clinic. Helgason assured the room that growth in Juneau was not coming at the expense of Sitka's Mount Edgecombe Hospital.
Our hope is that the Juneau Clinic will get bigger and bigger, but we do run a hospital here in Sitka, and this is where our hospital location is. There's several million dollars tied up in that operation, and to replicate that anywhere would be extremely expensive. Probably, I would just guesstimate on the order of $300 million or more to replicate that. We have a physical plant here in Sitka. We utilize that physical plant. We don't have any immediate plans to make a change.
Helgason said that demand in Search's Juneau outpatient clinic had grown 300% over the last several years, and that Search had to meet the need of Juneau's growing native population. An audience member asked him about the role of transportation in that change. Helgason did not mince words.
Transportation does equal access to care. The current transportation links for surface transportation in Southeast Alaska, for the most part, routes patients through Juneau in order to get here to Sitka. That is cumbersome. That's a burden on our patients, especially in Northern Lynn Canal. We used to call it the village circuit service with the LaConte, where you knew it was coming, you knew when it was coming. You'd come in early in the week, it would leave later in the week. We knew that our patients could get care. They knew it wasn't going to be weather dependent on getting here. They felt comfortable about that. And that's been challenged by the changes in the transportation patterns of routes that have taken. The way it is now, the majority of our patients have to be flown to receive services in Sitka.
Helgason said that air travel for patients was expensive and weather dependent. He said, if you're looking for an answer from us about how important surface transportation is, it's essential. But Helgason also stressed that Search did not know if the transportation picture would change. For its part, he said Search's new 32-bed extended stay facility in Sitka should help patients better manage their travel to town. Also, Helgason said Search was overhauling its internal records system to make updated medical records available instantly in clinics throughout the region, since generally, people moved faster than paper. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.